Okay, welcome back to the fastest 2 hours in radio at Yahoo Sports Radio, the Big E Sports Show. And each and every week, it is time for us to go under the helmet up in Lincoln, Nebraska, with one of the greatest to have ever been a part of the Husker program. And that is the double nickel, number 55, Jason Peter, who is joining us on our Stuart Cadillac guest line. Stuart Cadillac, real people, real value, real simple. How are you? I hope you're staying warm up in Nebraska, Jason.
Yeah, it just kind of jumped on us. A little bit. One day it's 60 and the sun is shining, and then the next thing you know, just a few hours later, you're looking deep into the closet for the winter jacket.
Oh, well, I have to tell you, our oldest son, Steven, he's like, Mommy, it's so cold out. I've got to turn on the fireplace. And it's like 50 degrees. So you can just tell we've gotten so spoiled.
You should come up here for a week.
Right. Believe me. Okay, so Jason, you are our ultimate guide and resource for the Big Ten Conference. And that's where, let's start our conversation off there. Let's delve into the Ohio State Buckeyes, that impressive win over Michigan State. In my mind, I mean, perhaps this is the most improved team in the country.
Well, that's what a lot of people are saying. But it's hard to tell because all you're doing is you're playing your conference opponents. And, to be honest, the Big Ten is not really high on anybody's list. So, is Ohio State truly a much better football team? I think they are from where they were at the beginning of the season, obviously with a young quarterback who's taken over, and you kind of, you're figuring out the play calls where, he's successful and, comfort zone, as well as, coaches have to feel comfortable as well. But at the same time, then, you're also playing other teams from a conference that doesn't get a lot of respect nationally. Now, the one school that did was kind of Michigan State. At least on the defensive side of the ball, most people thought that was a team that you could put up pretty much against anybody else's, defense from around the nation, whether it be an SEC team, Pac-12 team, you name it. People thought Michigan State, they were kind of, in that elite group defensively. And, I said last week I thought it was going to be Michigan State, but with Urban Meyer, you can never count them out. And, they just had a great game plan. And, I think people, they go into Michigan State, sometimes they see how aggressive, the secondary can play. The corners come up right up on the line of scrimmage. They try to get physical with guys. And Ohio State and Urban, they just did not back away from pressing on those corners and really stressing that secondary. And, with 18, 19, 20-year-old kids, too, it doesn't really matter what everybody's saying about Michigan State or what they're saying about you. Sometimes kids, they believe they have a shot no matter what. Now, you also can get the flip side of that coin as well, but I just think in that case, when you look at that game, I just think that Ohio State team never even considered that they were going to lose that game.
It is our weekly Under the Helmet segment with our very own Jason Peter, who is joining us at Yahoo Sports Radio, the Big E Sports Show. And I just step back and I look at Ohio State, what they've been able to accomplish at this point in the season. I mean, you think about Jason, all the players they had to replace, their starting quarterback and Big Ten MVP in Braxton Miller. They had to replace their star running back in Carlos Hyde and four offensive linemen. Once again, as you said, and you hit on it, just the job that Urban Meyer does. I mean, that really just says what an outstanding coach he is and a leader.
Yeah, he really is, and that's a school that from the moment that he stepped foot as the head coach of Ohio State University, the recruiting, was taken to another level. He was going, and I remember when he first took the job, the talk was, here you have Urban Meyer who is going and he's signing SEC-type players to play in the Big Ten. And, I think when you look at that roster, you can see where they're pretty talented. Now, you know, losing, you know, four offensive linemen, you know, losing your Heisman Trophy candidate quarterback, you know, a running back that's playing on Sundays, you know, guys off defense. Yeah, I mean, he, I'm sure, will feel more comfortable, you know, next year and the year after that. But I think he's starting to have, you know, a couple maybe nights a week where maybe he's sleeping a little bit better, knowing that, you know, the cupboard's not completely dry, that he's got some guys. And sometimes when you have young guys that are taking over, it takes a little bit of time. And that obviously sometimes isn't a luxury that these college coaches or teams have, especially now. Because, you know, when you're playing a out-of-conference game within the first, you know, 2 weeks, 3 weeks of the season, and usually that's the big one that they're playing, you know, a young guy, sometimes it takes six, seven games, but you don't have that luxury nowadays.
It is the fastest 2 hours in radio right here at Yahoo Sports Radio, the Big E Sports Show, always on Friday nights between 8 and 10 Eastern Time. Jason Peter is joining us. And, Jason, what did you think of JT Barrett? I mean, did you think he was going to be this good to fill in for Braxton Miller? I mean, what are perhaps some of those keys to his growth? Because you start looking at his stat line. He's thrown 23 touchdowns. He has had just three interceptions.
Yeah, I can't say that I saw this coming. I thought Ohio State was going to be in for a rough year. And I think most people did.
I did.
You know, the loss to Virginia Tech as well. I think a lot of people then were really thinking, yeah, this is going to be a tough year. But, I mean, this kid, you know, I think when I first saw him play, I thought, all right, this is going to be an offense that's just purely going to rely on him scrambling and trying to pick up yards and move the chains off of broken plays or him panicking back there and maybe not going through his, you know, his progression. You know, maybe he looks at one receiver and boom, that guy's covered, so you know what, I'm going to tuck the ball and I'm going to run. And that maybe in the beginning, but not now. Not now at all. I mean, for Urban Meyer to come out and say he's looking forward to the quarterback competition next spring, you know, I think that says a lot. This is a kid that is certainly not a Heisman front runner, but, you know, he's kind of one of those names that people are throwing in at the end of a conversation. And, you know, that says a lot. You know, he's young. He's still kind of wet behind the ears. And, you know, lots of times that can be, I think, a benefit, a plus for a guy, is that maybe, you know, he doesn't overthink things. You know, I think sometimes we tend to do that as fans, as coaches. I think sometimes they try to get a little too technical. You know, it's not the NFL. It's college football. And usually if you have better athletes out on the field and guys that are willing to put forth the effort, usually you'll come out on top. And I think that's pretty much, you know, Ohio State in a nutshell. They've got better players. They got better athletes. They just have to go out and execute Urban's game plan.
Husker great Jason Peter joining us each and every week for our Under the Helmet segment. We've got to take a quick commercial break. We'll be rejoined with Jason. We're going to get into what's going to happen when Braxton Miller comes back, or if he comes back to Ohio State for his senior season, and the competition, it is certainly going to heat up, as he was talking about. We will be right back, and much, much more at Yahoo Sports Radio, the Big E Sports Show.